This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Human Rights Watch has accused Belarusian security forces of detaining thousands of people and torturing hundreds of others in the days after the disputed August 9th election that gave authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko the sixth term in office. A brutal government crackdown shortly after the election resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. At least three people have been killed in the protests, and hundreds of others have been hurt by police aggressively dispersing peaceful demonstrators with rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. Lukashenko has alleged foreign powers are behind the protests and denies the vote was rigged. HRW said its findings were based on interviews with 27 former detainees in addition to videos and written accounts from former detainees and their relatives. The detainees said they were subject to beatings, electric shocks, and other forms of torture, resulting in injuries such as broken bones, electrical burns, mild traumatic brain injuries, kidney damage, and cracked teeth. At least one detainee was allegedly raped. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab state in more than a quarter century. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdellatif bin Rashid Al Zayani signed the so-called Abraham Accords on the South Lawn at the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said this peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and eventually can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all. This is VOA News.